What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. You're listening to Focus Friday. My name is Rashida Jackson, and if you don't know already, the purpose of this show is to give you some tips and tricks on how you can have the most productive life possible. Not just in the sense of productivity, getting things done, but productivity according to your purpose. I want you to be the most purposeful being that you can be, and hopefully you're becoming a little more purposeful, intentional, and strategic with how you spend your time with each podcast that I release each week. So, what are we doing today? Last week I talked pretty intently a lot about how to plan your week. This week, I'm going to talk about how to plan your day. Some tips more so about how to plan your day, because everybody's different. You can't just say, this is a strategy for planning your day. Step one, XYZ. Step two, you can't have that. It doesn't fit everybody, and that's something that I'm learning a lot now with seeing different people and how they are and different things like that. Even the difference between my husband and I, my husband can stay up until maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. I am always out between 10 and 11. My most productive times are in the morning and right after the work day is over, because then I feel like I have time to go after what it is that I'm really wanting to do. Why that is, I don't know, but that has been consistent over the past 6 or 7 years. Here are a couple tips. As I've said before, this blog series is featured on turnmylifeup.com. If you have not checked that out, you can check out past blog posts about how to plan your week and get some other encouragement too. She has some, we all have amazing content there, some things to encourage you, enlighten you, things like that. So just go check it out. That's turnmylifeup.com. Some tips on how to plan your day. Step one, or tip one, once you have gotten your 2 week sprint and your weekly, you know, to-do list together, you can plan your day out from your weekly review. And what I mean by weekly review, if you haven't heard the past podcast, you can plan out your week when you plan, you can plan out your day when you plan out your week. Every week you should be reviewing the things that you missed the previous week, or things you've done the previous week, and things you hope to get done in the next week. And when you sit down and do that, you could go through every day and write out, okay, Monday I want to do this, this, this. Tuesday I want to do XYZ. Wednesday I want to do ABC, right? That's one way. Another tip is getting up every day and deciding what you're going to do every day. And a couple ways you could do that. One way, you could just, you know, live by just intuition and, you know, just think out, okay, this is my end goal and I kind of want to be here by this time. So what do I need to do to get, you know, you can just think about your day and plan it out that way. Or what you could do is, you can be, if you're filled with the Spirit and a believer in Jesus, you could just ask the Holy Spirit what you want me to do every day. You could do that. I personally, I'm actually rediscovering myself. When I originally wrote this blog post was last year in December. And at that time, I was also in a transition. But at that time, the best way that I went about planning my day was getting up and making a to-do list every day. And that was under the leadership and of the Holy Spirit, one. And then also the leadership, per se, of my goals. My goals were my guide. So that helped me plan my day every day, plus the daily routines that I had to do every day. So that was the kind of a mix of tip one and tip two. That's how I do my days pretty much now. It's a little different because I work now. And prior, I was only working a business. So that kind of impedes on my schedule a little bit, but not too much, because most of the jobs that I have are flexible in time. So you can go about planning your day either one of those ways. You do what works best for you, and you have to be honest with yourself, as I say all the time, I feel like you have to be honest with yourself about how it is that you do best, period. How you think best, how you operate best. You have to know how you tick, basically, if that makes sense. You have to know what works best for you. You can't go on YouTube and plan out your day and do different things based on what other people do good. Oh, this person, it has 1 million followers and 3,000 views on 3 million views on this video, so their way must be the most successful, and you x out everything you are doing and killed all the things that working best for you and substituted for everything that's working best for them. Well, you don't know how God made them. You don't know how their brain works. You don't even know how their life is. They might have some monetary things that's helping them live their life the way that they are. Some financial things that's going on for them that's helping them live life the way that they are at that moment. And just other things. You have no idea, and you can't base your life based on somebody else's success. You have to learn and study yourself. Learn how you tick and flow with that. So now that I've given you some tips about how you could plan your day, another pointer that I would highly stress is, like I said, you have to know how you tick and what flow with what works right now. That is the next biggest thing that I would suggest. Flow with what works best for you. For example, if Anchor, I'm trying to find a sweet spot on how it works, like best for me, when posting will be most consistent for me, and trying to pinpoint it down to a day. However, what I'm realizing right now is my most productive days, if it has anything to do with my blogging side, it is Friday and Tuesday. If it's not Friday or Tuesday, I'm probably not going to do it. So I flow with what works, and I'm not going to get upset if it doesn't get done that day. If it doesn't get done that day, we have a break. You guys get to focus on something else on Friday. I don't know. And if it doesn't work out well, on Tuesday planning the content, then I'll make extra time on Friday to do that. The point is I'm going to flow with how I am and how the Holy Spirit and God has created me to be, and not try to fit myself in the wrong boat. These analogies today are so strange. I'm not going to try to fit myself in the wrong peg. You ever seen kids, they get those puzzles that have the pieces where they're big chunky shapes, and they basically outline how it is that you should put it together. But because this is a toddler, somebody that's 18 months or 13 months or 22 months or whatever, they're still learning how those things go together. And you ever see them try to, shove a triangle into a square peg? Like, it's not going to work. You trying to flow on somebody else's way that they flow and fit it into your life, you are created totally different than they are. So you just have to fit in the square peg if you're square. Hello. Final tip that I will give you in planning your day and executing tasks in your day is to break them up in chunks, especially if you are like me. For whatever reason, throughout my 20s, I had different ways that I was throughout my entire 20s. I don't know what that's about, but like I said, I'm still learning myself. It seemed like in my early 20s, I can go literally all day as long as I had a nap. All day, I'm working. In my mid-20s, I could work all day. I got a little tired, and it's, just a little confusing, and things just got just out of order in a lot of areas. But my work, I could, knock it out pretty much all day. My late 20s, because of certain things that have happened, just going all day just did not work for me. I would say past 26, it did not work for me. I started working half days. So my energy flow was kind of half day schedule. I would work 4 days at 4 hours at a time. Another thing that happened for me just recently is that I work really well in 90 minute and 20 minute spurts. Now, I might have always been this way, but I'm really noticing how effective it is now. So I started giving myself that. I work in 90 minute sprints, or I work in or sessions, or I work in 20 minute sessions, and I give myself breaks frequently. And that has seemed to really be productive, and I'm only focusing on what's important and everything else is eliminated. Simple, easy peasy. That's the best way that works for me. Here's a question. What works for you? Tell me what it is that works for you every day. How do you tick? Do you have any questions about how to plan your day or anything that I could possibly suggest to you? Let me know. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week. It's going to be the finale of this so long series of Focus Friday. I'm excited for it. See you guys next week.